Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, February 26th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and we have a goal each weekday morning of preparing and sharing these messages to encourage others. Today's message is titled Deliberately Forgetting, and the scripture text is 2 Peter 3, verse 5.
But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed, and the earth was formed out of water and by water.
This Lord's Day, we'll remember about what Christ did for us as we share around the Lord's table in communion. Local churches vary regarding the frequency of this ordinance, some weekly, others monthly, or some even less frequently. But the main focus should be to remember what Christ did for us in his atoning sacrifice on the cross.
God calls his people to deliberately remember, such as the Passover meal under the Old Covenant and the communion service in the New Covenant. Most communion tables and churches have this solemn inscription, "In remembrance of me."
I'm intrigued by the phrase in our daily text, "They deliberately forget." In fact, I've been pondering this condition described by the Apostle Peter that I believe is far too common in the Christian's life and in the church body.
People may forget for a variety of reasons, including diminished memory as we age. We often hear the phrase, or we utter it ourselves, "I'm having a senior moment," to describe a lapse in memory. Most of you raised children and often dealt with their neglecting to do a particular chore. When confronted, their common answer was, "I forgot." Well, as parents, we knew the truth of the matter most often was that they deliberately forgot, since it was something they really didn't want to do. Today's scripture speaks of deliberately forgetting as well, a severe spiritual condition that results when our priorities are misaligned.
The King James Version words this phrase in this way, "They willingly are ignorant of." The specific issue Peter writes of is God's work at creation. This is an essential biblical subject matter many people are ignorant about, which has brought about compromise and error, even in the church. I believe the word "willingly" here especially describes people's ignorance toward God's creation and many other areas where God's knowledge and will are revealed. I recall years ago one of my professors pointing out, when one is confronted with divine truth and God's plan for his life, the issue will ultimately come down to making a moral choice.
The first chapter of Romans is the hallmark chapter of Scripture on this topic and sums up the depraved human condition of humans who deliberately forget. And I quote from Romans 1, 18 and 19, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them."
Today, let us determine that we will not take for granted, nor forget or suppress the truth. Instead, let us live under the authority of God's holy word and the lordship of Jesus Christ. We will deliberately remember his supreme sacrifice of love demonstrated to us. If we don't remember, who will be there? Who will there be to tell those who do not know of God's love?
Let's pray. Father, we drink of the crushed fruit of the vine to remind us of Christ's outpouring his life's blood so that we might have forgiveness of sin. We eat the communion bread made from wheat that is cut down, threshed about, and put to the fire. So too, Jesus, the bread of life, was threshed about to the utmost on our behalf. We deliberately remember and regularly commemorate the act that was Jesus commissioned at the Last Supper with the disciples, his supreme sacrifice of dying for our sins so that we might be forgiven, is worthy of great honor and faithful remembrance. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our daily teaching here on Daily Encouragement Net. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, February 26, 2010. In fact, our last message for Friday, Monday, will be March 1st. Well, typically we do have songs that we feel relate to the message, and today I do have a variety of communion songs for those of you that enjoy our musical supplements. All of them are available as videos. Just click on the link that says video. It should open a YouTube video for the song described. We also have a photo of our church's communion table up, and it looks like we are preparing to have communion when the picture was taken.
And foot washing.
And actually, there's the materials for the foot washing below it. Well, have a great day today, and be encouraged, and continue to faithfully serve the living God.